What up, y'all? It's your girl, Guadalupe. I'm back, baby. Better than ever. Nah, what's up, man? real New Yorker here. It's been a minute. You know, life gets in the way of shit. I do want to catch everyone up. I feel like the shit that I've been going through is very New York. I gave myself a little break. Also scheduling people, you know, but this is my first solo episode aside the intro. Basically, more or less, I hit this wall, right? I feel like as a New Yorker, my whole life, it's just fast paced, and all these like dreams and aspirations because we're in the fucking city that never sleeps. Everyone comes to New York City because it's fucking New York City, right? And everyone in New York City knows they have that fucking advantage of being here and just thriving in art and any project and anything you want to do. You just have so many things that you want to do. Well, me, anyways. And I feel like for a while now, that's been my life. I want to do it all. I love doing it all. I love cooking. I love traveling. I love doing this fucking podcast that I've been slacking on. I love painting. I love it all, you know? But I think my problem has been not knowing what I really want to do. But the thing is, I do know, right? That's my issue. I do know what I want to do. I've just been so fucking terrified of doing them. And I feel like that's just been my battle. I've been my biggest enemy. And I know it sounds so fucking cliche and corny, but it truly is a thing. And I feel like I've been depressed for like ever. But one thing I feel like, and it should be addressed, I'm not saying that all New Yorkers are depressed, but yo, like, we fucking feel out of place, and not on some like Mercury retrograde shit, but like, I feel like forever, I always like just be like, yeah, just brush it off, or like keep it pushing, or like, you know, and it's fucking, it's catching up. And it's like, no, I can't keep it pushing. I can't brush it off because it will linger and it will catch up to me. And it did. And I had to face it. And it sucked. It really fucking sucked. But I have great friends, family, you know, great support system. And I have myself. And I know I'm a strong individual. And even when I feel like I'm the weakest, I know I will persevere. And, you know, for anyone struggling with shit like that, like, speak up. One thing I did was speak up to people that I knew were, like, going through it and shared their depression stories. And I opened up to my loved ones and told them, like, you know, I've been depressed. Like, it's not just now. And it's good to speak up because when I said everything out loud, everything fell into place for me. I knew what I wanted in life. I knew how I was going to get it. I gave myself a time frame. And, you know, it's in the works. I'm not going to get it overnight. But I know what I want now. And I'm not scared to fail, which was my biggest thing. I've always been scared to fucking fail. So I never tried anything. And that alone is the biggest failure, right? So I just was like, wait, well, I've been failing, so why am I scared to fail? And my journey started, you know? But yeah, I think it's, damn, I don't want to say like a New York thing, but definitely having the fast-paced, like, lifestyle doesn't give you, like, or having the pressures of having a fast-paced lifestyle, it doesn't give you time to kind of just, am I okay? You know, like, is this normal, or is this just like basic life stress, everyday stress? Or, like, you know, just ask yourself, give yourself time to just self-reflect and analyze your life, and it's okay to reach out. And hey, you know, I'm using this little platform. If you guys ever feel, you know, anything I just said, if you're going through something similar, please reach out. I'm not the best at getting back to people, but I do love to help, and I will try my best to be there, especially if I know, like, I can make a difference, you know. I hope this message alone makes a difference. Also, having ADD really kind of fucks with me. So I've been working on that. By the way, I'm sober. Holler. Like, I do smoke here and there, but, like, right now I normally would, like, smoke before recording. Oh, come on, street noise. Yo, you know what's crazy? Sorry, side note. That's a little fucking scooter thing beeping that loud. You would think it's like one of those loading trucks. Jeez. Anyways. Yeah, ADD. Huh. I've been working on that. And I feel like that, for some reason, it's kind of spiked my attention, like my ADD. It's spiked as I've gotten older. So that kind of, like, depressed me a little bit too. Like, damn, like, I can't focus, I can't get this done, it's so hard. And no, I don't suggest a fucking planner, don't suggest putting things in your calendar, because it doesn't work like that. It's so offensive when people suggest shit like that. Like, educate yourself on fucking ADHD before you say, oh, but just, if you know, if you put your mind to it'll work. No, shut up. Like, I can't stand people like that. But yeah, I've been more mindful of, like, my weed intake, just because I want to be able to do shit without smoking. Even though getting high is great, I can't believe I'm fucking, am I growing up? Is this what that is? Yeah, I just don't want to do things high all the time. I think there's a time and place, and I think for a while I couldn't kind of just disconnect. Like, I felt like, oh, I could function on weed 24/7, but, like, nah, like, I really can't. So I feel like I've given myself the time and space to not be high and see how productive I am and how focused I am, opposed to when I am high. I still support it, by the way. Go get high, go do your thing. But also, if you are feeling a little kind of lost, and, you know, I was always like, oh, I'm upset, like, I gotta smoke one. Oh, you just fucking stressed me out, I gotta smoke one, you know, shit like that. It would be smoke one. And I felt like, fuck, like, I'm addicted, like, it sucked. Oh my God, I keep hearing everything I say right now, and it's like, wow, good for you, Guadalupe, you grew up a little bit, you know? But yeah, who knows, maybe down the road I'll go back to being a little pothead, but for now I'm figuring how Guadalupe, her functions, you know. I don't know myself. I don't know myself. That's the honest truth, and I'm learning, and every day I'm growing, and I've always loved myself, and boy, do I love myself so much more right now. I'm hugging myself right now. Yeah, it's been a fucking journey. Not to mention the fucking world falling to pieces, man. Like, it's tough, you know, being an empath. For those of you guys who don't know what an empath is, it's just someone that absorbs, like, every feeling or just sentiment. Like, you just feel other people's pain, you feel other people's happiness, sorrows. Yeah, everything going on in the world, with war, with people dying, children dying, racial attacks, attack on the woman body, it does a lot, and it's hard. And you know, at times, like, I love being on social media, but I've started to kind of just stay away from it. And just, I don't hate things, but I just really, like, can't even stand opening my Instagram anymore, because it's something new every day. And I wish it would be a good new, but it's like such a dark, dark new. And I just am tired of it. My heart is broken for the deaths that happened a couple weeks ago, or have been happening really, at the grocery store, that awful racial attack, the deaths with the children that happened. Oh, I could fucking cry. Here we go. you know, waking up and having people vote on, like, what you could do with your body, and it's just so fucked. It's so fucked. As a woman, as a Spanish woman, as a Latina, all of these things, just like, wow, if I do decide to have a child, you know, I have to worry about my child, you know, encountering these things. I was just sort of like, damn, like, I'm not even a mother, and I'm thinking of, like, what would it be like losing a child to such a fucking awful thing? And it's just so much. And the fucking world is so rotten, man. And we need to be better. We need to do better. And by be and do better, I just mean be good humans and grow love within. Just stop. You know, the other day I was talking to my mom, and she said something along the lines like, oh, you know, you're a good person, but you just have to, like, do things right and blah, blah, blah. Good things will happen to you. Good things will happen for you. And I was just there like, yo, ma, but, like, so-and-so, they're fucking evil and great things happen to them. So, like, and she was like, yeah, but, like, that's the devil, right? And she's like, the devil, like, works for people, but, like, for a certain type of evil. And I'm not trying to get religious on y'all, but, like, it's more about, like, having darkness opposed to, like, light within, right? And I don't know if you guys get it, but, yeah, man, like, things can happen for us. But I just think them happening through the light and not through darkness is the goal. And I feel like that should be everyone's goal. And for all my friends and anyone listening, if you guys are parents, you know, teach your children love. Even if you guys aren't, you know, you and your partner or your other co-parent are having, like, trouble times, don't kind of show that to your children. Always, like, be loving and caring and show them good. I know kids get lost sometimes. When things are happening in the world, also just remind them that there is love amongst all the evil going on. Yeah. I'm truly saddened by all of it, and I know everyone else is too, but, you know, let's do our best as humans. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, let's pray, because, come on, one, I'm not religious, and two, prayers can do so much. You know what? No, I take that back. Pray. I think praying doesn't have to be so, like, in a religious term, but it could also just be speaking your energy, your pure intentions. So yeah, pray, meditate, do what you do, and do it with love and light. Yeah, man, this is my first solo. Wow, look at me, 15 minutes talking by myself like a little crazy. I truly am excited to share with y'all when ready of like my future projects and everything I want to do. You know, they say don't say things that are in the works because evil eye kind of shit. Like, people don't want the best thing for you. I'm not saying y'all are evil or nothing, but I also don't want to like pressure myself and be like, damn, I didn't do it yet, you know, all that shit. Yeah, it's been going good. It had to go bad for it to go good. That's how it normally goes sometimes in its life. Look at me freezing now. I also have a few people lined up for like future episodes. Please stay tuned. They're going to be great. I just kind of wanted to like tap in and do a little quick check-in with y'all. I'm sending all the love to everyone, to the world, to the universe. I love you all. And like I said, if you guys are ever in need or going through anything similar as to what I've been going through, please reach out. Don't be scared. Or not even reach out to me, but like to your loved ones. Speak up. It helps, I promise. I love everyone that's been super supportive and been there, and all of those who reached out. And I even had friends that reached out without knowing I was going through it, you know? And it was like really beautiful because like I'm a big believer of energies, and I just felt like, wow, like people that really like truly know my heart are there, even like at a distance. And that's always really kind of just accepted and very beautiful to have. And I appreciate you all. And I love you all. And remember, don't let city life stress you. I know this is fucking New York City. I know this. It's crazy. My dad is so basic. I was like, I just want to fucking leave. I want to go live in Europe. He gets like, why? What are you going to do over there? I tell him my idea. He's like, if you can't do it in New York, you can't do it anywhere. Seriously, he hit me with that. And I was just there like, damn, but like, you know, but you can. But that is the like whole mentality that people have of being a New Yorker, right? People come to New York. This is a fucking city of lights, of dreams, of, so like when you're not there, being from New York, you feel like you're failing, man. It's fucking heavy. But I'm not failing. Your girl's just growing. She's blossoming. She's coming out of her little bud, you know? Whatever. But, yeah, man, I just want to let y'all know what's going on with The Real New Yorker. I love you guys for the millionth time. And stay tuned for following spicy episodes because they're going to be so good. I promise. I love y'all. Bye. Bye.